The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning, all. This is Ryan Tubridy with you. It's 2 minutes past nine. Good Lord. It's Wednesday morning, the 18th of December, 2019. We are here with you till 10 a.m. You can text us on 51551 or email ryan@rte.ie or write to us. God almighty, we are loving your letters. We are loving your letters so much, and we have this enormous response to our on-post competition, which is proving to be very cathartic for a lot of people, therapeutic for others, emotional for some, humorous for plenty. And we'll announce our winner today. The winner will receive €5,000 worth of One For All vouchers. That's a busy January week shopping, isn't it? Do you take vouchers for that? No, we don't. Why not? Everyone else takes it. But we do. Okay, good. You do. Right, I'll go to your shop. Second and third prize will be handed out to €1,000 for One For All vouchers. Feels sinful to be giving prizes to individuals given the amount of kindness that was sent in and sadness that was sent in and so many people deserving of an award, if you like. But thanks to that, we got a couple of publishers were in touch to say, would you put them into a book maybe and do something? And we're thinking about it. And if in the event that we do, we'll do something for charity and we'll see. That's for another day's work. But for now, we're just loving the content in terms of what you're all giving us and what we can share with you. It's lovely. But there are also Christmas cards coming in. I want to read some of the Christmas. They came in, they land on my desk from all over the country, and I get reminded. It's almost like that lovely scene in Christmas Carol at the Gate where his life flashes before his eyes on the stage, and it's gorgeous, this amazing scene of people in his past whirling around him as he's kind of thinking about his life. And all these cards come in reminding me of the lovely year we had, but also kindness. A little child called Moya, age 11, from Sword, sent me in a card saying Merry Christmas, and in she liked talking about the toy show, and then she drew a picture of a Christmas sock, and then she managed to cut and paste in a brilliant Mary Fitzgerald Blue Peter kind of way a little slot above the sock, and she has an arrow pointing at saying for Vincent de Paul, and out peeping from the sock is a €5 note. Imagine, from an 11-year-old child. Imagine the kindness of that. It bowled me over this morning. So thank you for that, Moya. And we'll pass that on, as we will be passing on lots of fivers and notes and things that have come into the post from us, even though we obviously go straight ideally to svp.ie, but all your kindnesses we'll pass straight on, and it's great. And another child, I get a lot of children like to paint, draw, colour, crayon pictures of me. I don't know why, but I love it. I just put this one up on Instagram because it's just, I look terrified in this one, but he's got the brows right. They're big and they're dark. And I maybe he's looking into my soul, Jamie Fenlon. But I love what you've done. He's in Carlow. Ryan, I hope you like your portrait. No, I don't like it. I love it, Jamie. And thank you. I love all the stuff that comes in from the children around the country. Thank you so much. There's our friends in the Southern Star newspaper. Maeve O'Regan and the gang in Skibbereen sent us a lovely Christmas card and a cutout from the Southern Star telling us that They won the Regional Newspaper of the Year at the Irish Print Awards. So well done. And to Emma Connolly, got an award for her series on mental health and teens. Wonderful, great. I love local papers, and we need to be buying them and supporting them, because otherwise they die, and then local news dies, and then communities suffer. So keep buying that local paper if you can, because we need to keep them going. And then out to the further up the west coast to beautiful Connemara and the Cashel House Hotel, and my friends there, Ray Dorley and the team. Lovely card from the McEvely family, of course. Remembering Mrs. McEvely, who runs that gorgeous hotel where Charles de Gaulle escaped to back in the day. And there's a lovely de Gaulle bench, which I regularly go to. And you can have tea on the lawns there. Mrs. McEvely kept the grounds beautiful. Hidden gem. Very, very hidden. Well hidden. And you've got to find it in Cashel. But when you get there, you'll have a little taste of heaven, and the gardens are gorgeous, and it's lovely to hear from you anyway, Ray and the family. Thank you. And indeed, another gorgeous card from Martin, Trish, Martin and Michal, and all of their friends at the Atlantic Sheepdogs in Sligo, where we spent a gorgeous afternoon with that lovely family, drinking tea and seeing how sheepdogs, you know,
Yep, yep, yep.
All that stuff. Gorgeous. And I'll never forget it. And they sent a lovely card to say thanks for stopping by and come another time, which we will. But thank you, friends, for that card. Lovely picture of Martine Ogue and Nell the dog on the cover of that. Really nice. Really just kind and thoughtful. And then there was all these messages coming in about our letters. The one says, thanks for the lovely shows for the last while. I work from home a couple of days a week and I get to listen to your show. And I heard these letters and I was bawling. I lost my dad 5 years ago when he was 66. I was 32. My heart breaks for the little 9-year-old who said she finds it hard to remember her dad at times but loves him. I was so fortunate to have my awesome dad for 32 years of my life, but Christmas is bittersweet. So to all the wonderful dads out there, a peaceful and family-full Christmas. Norman and Brace, the letters are great. Keep them coming until Christmas. We were meant to finish today, but we found more, and we might get to more because they're just so gorgeous. So thank you for that. Mary, reflecting on the letters, fully understand, she says, how age and experience changes one's perspective. My mother died in early 2001, age 86, and in the months afterwards, I would see small grey-haired ladies in the supermarket, and sometimes, depending on the height or the hairstyle and what they were wearing, I'd see my mother. And it was only at that point that the next time I went to teach, or rather introduce Patrick Kavanagh's In Memory of My Father to my students, that I fully understood the poem. I, as an adult and teacher, had never fully understood it up to that point. If you haven't, if you've lost a parent particularly, if you know somebody who has, and if you haven't heard of or read Patrick Kavanagh's In Memory of My Father, Google it. Or even better, go and buy selected Patrick Kavanagh poetry and give it to somebody this Christmas from your local bookshop, because it's a poem that as soon as you read it, you go, yeah, I get that, because he got it. So that's just a suggestion there. Kay says, enjoying all the diverse letters you've been reading out over these past few days. I wish I had written my two, maybe next year. The letters are proven to be thought-provoking and introspective, as Christmas brings up many buried emotions that inevitably surface, good and not so good. But wishing you all a happy Christmas. Thanks for that. And Geraldine says the letters are arousing deep emotions. I messaged my beautiful brother Peter in London to tell him I loved him to bits. Don't think I ever told him before, and it felt so good, which is wonderful. Jacqueline finally says, listening to beautiful but heartbreaking letters, I would like to pay tribute to my dad, Mr. James Brennan, who is very much alive. I'm 52 years old, but have vivid memories of this 6-foot giant collecting me early from school and junior infants. I remember when he walked into the classroom and his hands the same size as the seat of my chair. This man has always been the giant in my life. I love you dearly, Daddy. Your daughter, Jacqueline. That's what these letters are doing. That's what, and there's nothing wrong with that. I've a couple of good fun ones, which I'll bring you in a second. Do you remember I played you the goofy version of Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time yesterday, where they simply took the words "The moon is right" and said it over and 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 over again, because they just understood that it's juvenile. It is the most juvenile. It was one of the most silly things I've ever heard, and I still find it very funny. And there's a bit of me that finds that juvenile stuff very, very funny. And it's good, clean, old fun, but it's quack. Anyway, the same guy was busy with another Christmas classic. And again, he takes the same one line, and refuses to sing any other line in the song and puts the same line to the song. So here's today's cracker. By the way, I'm only playing a few minutes of this, so if you hate the song like I do, don't worry. Are you hanging up? Stalking on your wall. Are you hanging up? You're stalking on your wall. Are you hanging up? You're stalking on your wall. Are you hanging up? You're stalking on your wall. Once more. Are you hanging? No. There's nothing mature, clever, or fun about these things, and yet I just like what they're doing. Right. There's a pub I used to love to visit. I still do. I was there not too long ago in Cork, called the High Bee. And you might have heard that the legendary publican, Mr. Brian O'Donnell, who ran the pub, passed away, sadly. But he got a fitting send-off, according to Dan Buckley in the Irish Examiner, yesterday. And he was one of those men who was eccentric, and he bought 4 papers a day, and he'd sit at the bar and he'd say, no, anyone with a mobile phone, off and out. And if you want to go, and I love that. I liked the way there were no TVs in the pub. And if you didn't like you, you're out. And I liked him. I always liked him. I liked his style. I liked that he was different. And his daughter, Rachel, paid a brief and warm tribute to her father, recalling his enduring curiosity about the world around him. How about this for a few words from a daughter to her dad to say goodbye? She said, he bought four newspapers every day before, she told the congregation in her altar eulogy, before adding with a flourish, he was as mad as a box of frogs, but we loved him for it. I'll take that. I'll take that. They all got the joke, and that was pretty cute. I like that. Okay, other bits and pieces for you coming in. We might get to those. Schindler's List. This is from Lynn Kelleher, who writes in the Irish Star. Liam Neeson has been named as one of the top living actors to be robbed of an Oscar. I would agree with that. I'd agree with that very much. The Ballymena star is among legendary company, including Peter O'Toole, Marilyn Monroe and Cary Grant, when it comes to never winning an Academy Award. He was included in a new list compiled by the Washington Post of just over three dozen actors deprived of a gong. And he didn't win it. And it's I think it is one of the great overlooking. And I won't get into all the great overlooked, but just because it's Irish and because we like him, that's what it is. And funny, I was reading a piece by Mark Evans in the Herald not too long ago. He went to visit Krakow, or Krakow. Let's call it Krakow because that's what... And he, I'm going to be going there to, I'm going to Auschwitz. I told you this, if you didn't hear it, I was saying I'm going in between Christmas and New Year's for a couple of days with my eldest. And why we are, well, we're aware that it's a peculiar time of the year to be there. And yet we both have been interested to go for a long, long time now. But his review of Krakow itself as a city, because we'll be spending an evening there at least, says it's gorgeous. And he says that Rynek Glavny, better known as Market Square, has scores of bars and restaurants. It's dominated by churches. It's at the centre is the Renaissance-era Cloth Hall. Locals say it's the biggest medieval plaza in Europe. And whatever the truth, doesn't matter. It's Vienna meets Rome meets Prague in one outstanding setting. It's a glowing review of the city of Krakow. And the old town is ringed by a park and little boulevards of tram lines. Largely a car-free zone. Pace of life is gentle. Streets are immaculately clean. Store signs blend in with the old buildings, and while the centre is gearing up for tourists, it hasn't become a museum like Dubrovnik or Venice. And despite its beauty, it's great value. And he talks about different places to go. So I print that off with a view to a few bars and restaurants to go. And it says great value. Go on clickandgo.com. It seems to be the way forward because it's trusted and you know where to go. And that's the way forward. So I'll tell you about it when I come back. And... The Oscar Schindler, as we're talking about, Liam Neeson factory, apparently is well worth a visit too. So we shall see. We're back on the Late Late Show quite soon, on the 3rd of January. And it's already full and busy, but that's not before we have Brendan Gray special this Friday. And of course, we're live with the radio show from Dublin Airport on Monday morning coming up. So if you've got friends or family coming up, you don't even have to. If you want to come and say hello to us and hang out, we're going to have the house band are going to be there, and we're going to have... lots of fun chatting to people and welcoming people home. And Siobhan went out yesterday to check out the airport. She said it was such a beautiful atmosphere. They go to a lot of trouble, like choirs and people making the effort to make the airport a proper, you know, it's front of house. It's like, I always think, like here we have great receptionists. I know it sounds a strange thing to say, but if you have, you need people who are, they're very important because they're the first thing you see. So when you come into a Dublin airport, you need a good airport to say, well, this is a little taste of the country you're about to visit or the city you're about to visit. So it's important to get that right, and I think they have. Nice. Michael Bublé, White Christmas. I like that version of that. It's kind of quirky and fun. Now, Bernie on Twitter says, in memory of my father, is such an emotive poem, even more so for me, whose dearly departed father was an Inniskeen man. So it covers everything for you, Bernie. And Krakow. A lot of you have been to Krakow, the nicest of the four cities in Eastern Europe that I have ever visited. Wonderful. And don't forget, the salt mines are incredible, thank you. And another says, go to the Cloth Hall upstairs, wonderful huge paintings, unlike Western Europe, you'll love it, thank you, S in Galway. And another says, funny, Christmas is absolutely the best time to visit Auschwitz, if there is a good time. From Marion, you'll get to experience the reality of the circumstances that prisoners had to endure, freezing cold, wet, snowy, misery. You have to visit the Schindler's factory and don't miss the remaining bits of the Jewish ghetto wall. I appreciate that and the grimness of it all, but I just appreciate the importance of history, and I think that these are living museums, and we have them here, and we should they should be visited. It's a place I've always wanted to go to, so I will, as I say, I'm intrigued to see what it's going to do to me and for me at the most personal level and intellectually. So I'll come back and tell you everything afterwards. But meanwhile, Mammy Rose Arry says that my toddler Miriam has just said in a panicked voice, "Daddy, Daddy, make Mammy a cup of tea fast or else she'll die." You see, some people say, "Geez, I'll die if I don't get a cup of tea." But I often talk about the restorative power of a decent cup of tea.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, some texts in. You mentioned airport reception, says Berna. My son flew in from Berlin on Christmas Eve 2 years ago to Kerry Airport at Farran Foreign Oldwell. And as the passengers alighted from the plane, a smiling member of the ground crew stood on the tarmac wearing a high-vis jacket, a tin of roses in one outstretched hand and a box of mince pies in the other. "Happy Christmas and welcome home," he repeated over and over. And what a welcome that was. The German passengers were completely bemused and I imagine charmed also. So happy Christmas to you and your team, Ryan. Thank you, Bernan, to you and your family. And love that. And Carmel was on to say, "I can't tell you how much I've loved hearing the letters from your listeners. All different and wonderful. I dare say I almost sent one of my own. But next time maybe." That's the problem sometimes, Carmel. We always think next time. It's time to strike when you can. My father died in a car accident 6 years ago. I'm sorry to hear that to a text. The consultant told us he wasn't going to live, so we had a short time around the bedside as a family. A nurse made us tea and we sat around his bed drinking tea. And later that year, there was a mass held for the families of people who died in ICU. And the sister of UHG spoke about the tea that they give the families at that time. She said it's a real Irish family thing to do. It's a lovely thing for the family to do together as they sit around the bed. And it really was. There you are, the power.